All right, we're back here at the bank, and we've been able to run down one of the great running backs in Golden Gopher history, Darrell Thompson, now part of the broadcast team on game days. And we're in this DQ Club, which is kind of the posh area of this new stadium, Darrell. And I know we're all impressed with this, aren't we?
Oh, man, I'm excited. You know, being inside the Dairy Queen room in the new stadium, it's a nice place. And just excited about the whole atmosphere. We talked about it a little bit before, but having the kids come out of the dormitories and the fraternity houses and the on-campus housing, I think it'll be a phenomenal use for the stadium and for the kids and for the whole state.
And a high school player who's looking to play college football, D1 someplace, you walk into the facility and it screams big time now all of a sudden.
I think, you know, when you guys went in the locker room, I'm assuming, and having a locker room that's 64 yards long and 32 yards wide. And, I mean, Simone talked about it in his speech. He said, you know, the whole locker room are kind of bumping each other, hitting each other in the back and stuff. And now he's like, I can spread out. I can, you know, I can play a little music. I can spread my PlayStation out, my music, and I can get ready for the game and get fired up, you know, and that's what the kids need. They need to be excited about what's going on and have some room to get ready. And really, and Eric Decker said it probably the best to me. He said, have a place we can actually protect. He said, before we were just kind of playing almost a neutral game. He said, now we're playing in a home stadium, and they're excited about it.
Yeah, this is the Gophers house. PlayStation, I know you didn't have to worry about that back in your era, neither did Wally or I, but kids do love bells and whistles, don't they? And this is unique in college football. There are very few brand new venues. I think Louisville and UConn, and that's about it.
Yeah, and I didn't mean PlayStation. I meant your iPod and all. They're not going to have a PlayStation probably set up before the game.
You don't know that.
Yeah, well, they might for recruiting visits, but they won't. They'll have the playbook, and they might have a little bit of music, but that'll be it. But I mean, it's an exciting place. But yeah, there's more bells and whistles now than there were. I mean, they're going to have. They got the music and they got the glitz and the glamour. It's not as much blood and guts as it was, you know, in the mid '80s and '70s and '60s. But you know, the change is good. And I'm happy for the kids.
You mentioned a little earlier. You said, you know, the kids on campus now they can walk to the football game. You get up on Saturday morning, and you can feel the aura of what college football is all about, as opposed to getting up. Maybe thinking about going to the game, having to either get on a bus or find a ride or whatever it is. Now you walk from your dorm over to the stadium.
Well, it's not an afterthought anymore. I think, you know, whether the team is successful, which I believe it will be, and I'm sure there'll be times where they're not very successful, but at least when you get up in the morning, you'll know, because there will be tailgating. There'll be the sights. There'll be the sounds. There'll be the smells. There'll be the alumni coming back that say, they used to be my dormitory. They used to be my frat house. I used to live in that apartment building. That all want to come back and show their kids and their grandkids what's going on at the University of Minnesota, where they were at, and where the old stadium is, where the new stadium is. It just makes it for a much more special occasion than playing in the Metrodome.
Now, when you boil it all down, it still comes down to wins and losses. How good do you think this 0-9 Gopher team is going to be?
I would think that ideally, if they could win as many games as they won last year, it would be an extremely successful season. The schedule is a lot more difficult. Starting at Syracuse, then you got Air Force, got Cal, and you go to Northwestern. And Northwestern is not the old Northwestern of the middle 80s and in the late 70s, where they just kind of got ran over every weekend. They come to play, and they're going to knock you around, and they've been to the Rose Bowl, and Fitzgerald is a great coach. So, I mean, their first four games, and most teams attack it in chunks like that, are challenging. And then, you know, you got Penn State and Ohio State on the road. So, I mean, there's no easy road, but I think that they have upgraded the – actually, I know they've upgraded the talent on the team, and they're well coached. And I feel like they'll have an opportunity in every game. They just got to figure out a way, to me, to be honest with you, to win seven of them.
This, to me at least, puts the pressure on head coach Brewster. I mean, this is now – the bar has been now raised as a coaching staff and what he's trying to do here. Is there any question about that?
I think the bar has been raised, but I think that he raised the bar himself even when he came in here. I think he wanted those expectations to be higher. He knew that a stadium was coming. I think when he first came here, it was pretty far on the horizon. Now that he's here, the kids are here. But I think we've seen what he does recruiting-wise. I think we've seen what he does coaching-wise. And I don't think anyone that's a coach would really have any problem with what he's done. When you watch what they do, when they try things that they don't work, they try something else. And he's moving and figuring out exactly what's going to work for his team, for his scheme, and for his players. And that to me, as a coach slash ex-player slash someone who's a student of the game, I said, I never feel like, oh, Tim Brewster left some things on the table. No, they shoot all the guns. You know, the guns are empty at the end of the game. I never feel like, oh, I really wish they would have. No, they've done it. You know, so I mean, and that you just need more guys that can do it. And that's their job. They go out and they find them, and then hopefully you can coach them up, and they'll want to play for University of Minnesota.
Darryl Thompson, our guest. One more thought. We'll let you go. You're a former Green Bay Packer. Your old teammate, number four, Brett Favre, now wears purple. That's well documented. How do you see this thing playing out?
I think it's exciting, you know, and I played with Brett for 3 years, and I like him. You know, we're still friends, and I don't talk to him very much anymore. I probably haven't talked to him for 8 or 9 years, but I think he still has enough left to help the Vikings. And I would take Brett Favre over probably 80% of the quarterbacks to 90% of the quarterbacks in the league. I mean, maybe not over Eli Manning's or Peyton Manning, but I said most everyone else, I'd probably still take him because of his decision-making. He can squeeze the ball in spots that most people can't still get him into, and because of his experience. You know, so I think it's well worth it for him to come and play for the Vikings and make a difference here. And I'm a fan and a friend, and I'm excited to watch him play.
The intensity, talk a little bit about the things that everybody else talks about, the focus, the intensity that he brings to the huddle, the calmness. I know, obviously, you played with him earlier in his career, but there's got to be some of that that you remember that he brought to the huddle.
Well, I think probably the piece that Brett brings to the huddle that's refreshing is some of that youthfulness, because I think you have so much focus on the X's and the O's, and does this guy get there? Does this guy get there? We got to do this. We got to get this guy. He's like, you know, let's just go play football. You know, if you get open, I'm going to throw you the ball. You know, if I got to run around a little bit and I got to throw you the ball, I'm going to do that. You know, because it still comes down to having some fun and playing football. And even as a football coach, just myself coaching my son's team, say, you know what? I don't have a 10,000 plays. I'm just going to have some fun. Your job is, one kid says, what are all the kids? And you know, your job is go get the ball. Wherever the ball is, you get to the ball, I said, I'll never have a problem with it. If you fall down getting the ball, get back up and go get to the ball. That's all. And Brett brings some of that youthfulness and some of that excitement back in the huddle. And he also has some patience. And he's a kid. And he knows when it's time to flip the switch. And he knows when it's time to be serious at the same time. So I think he's a great teammate.
Darryl, great to see you here at the bank. Hope it's a great year for Gopher football.
Thank you.
All right, Darryl Thompson right here on Minnesota Score Radio. Your maroon and gold ticket.